Next 101.7, this is the Saturday morning huddle, and joined now by Ridgeview Raptors coach Jeff Tahan. Coach, before we get to your 32-6 setback to Algona Garrigan last night, you being a Storm Lake graduate, I'm sure you have something to say about the Tornadoes qualifying for the football playoffs for the first time ever.
You read my mind. I was going to give them a shout out. Yeah, I'm extremely happy for them, and extremely happy for the football program, and happy for the town. And it's been a long time coming, and I just hope these guys can keep this rolling. I'm excited to follow them throughout the season.
Yeah, indeed. Hats off to Coach Rudy Week and the guys. So let's talk about your team now. As you were telling me before we started recording this, 32-6 was the final last night to a very talented Golden Bears team, but the score was actually a lot closer than that pretty much the whole game.
Yeah, it was. I think about 5 minutes ago, it was still 20-6, and we got a three and out, you know, and we were moving the ball there in the second half, and we got a roughing the punter, which gave me 15-yarder, and we got another penalty, and it went down and scored, and then we got the ball back, went for it on fourth down. I think it was like fourth down and five on our 20, and didn't get it, and they marched down and put another one in right before the game was over. So, you know, hats off to our kids. I mean, they played extremely tough. Algona is a heck of a football team, and give credit to them too.
Yeah, I know they have a couple of all-state linemen that really help in their running attack. How tough is it to win the line of scrimmage against those guys?
You know, I thought our defense played extremely well, you know, they put up 32, but, you know, we were flying around, and it's probably, you know, the most energy that I've seen our kids play with all year. And I told them after the game, if you play like this, you know, the rest of the year out, you know, good things are going to happen for us. So we'll see. Their linemen are extremely, extremely talented, and they got a really nice backfield too.
Well, if there's one thing you can hang your hat on, you're the only team in district competition to score points against them. So how did you get that last night?
Oh, we just kept picking them apart. It was just short, intermediate passing game that kind of helped us get the ball moving. So it was really tough to get the running game going against them. You know, their front four and their front seven do an extremely good job against the run. So we just had to do what we thought gave us the best opportunity to score. And we got the ball moving a few times. We just kind of petered out within the red zone a few times.
Was it by way of the pass that you found your touchdown last night?
It was actually a 1 yard run. We got down there with the pass, but we got down to the one and got a 1 yard run with Jake Kliegel.
Okay. So any other individuals that you want to point out in the job or the effort they put in last night?
You know, I'll just say, as a team, like I said, I think that was the most energy that I've seen this team this year play with, and hopefully we can harness that energy and go on to next week and then the week after. This pretty much the next 2 weeks for us are going to be a playoff week. If we win out, we're in. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's nice that we can control our destiny that way.
Still very much in the running are the Raptors, as Algona Garrigan defeats Ridgeview last night 32-6, and the Raptors will be at MMCRU next week. Some comments from Ridgeview coach Jeff Tahan. Thanks as always, Jeff, for the time, and have a good weekend.
Yep, thank you very much.